I should think not. We come now to mere details of arrangement. There is already lodged in my hands, on your behalf, a large sum of money for your education and support. You will please consider me your guardian. It is thought that you should be better educated. Are you ready to be placed at once under some proper tutor? I said I had always longed for it. There is a tutor whom I think might serve the purpose, said Mr. Jaggers. He is a relation, a poor relation, of the rich Miss Havisham. His name is Pocket, Mr. Matthew Pocket. I said I would gladly try that gentleman. Good. You had better try him in his own house. The way shall be prepared for you, and you can see his son first, who is in London. When will you come to London?
I said, looking at Joe, that I thought I should come at once.
First, said Mr. Jaggers, you should have some new clothes to come in. Say, this day week. You'll want some money. Shall I leave you 20 guineas?
He produced a long purse, counted the money out on the table, pushed the coins over to me, then rose and went to the door.
Well, Mr. Pip, he said, I think the sooner you leave here, the better. Let it stand for this day week. When you arrive in London, come straight to me. Good night to you both.
I saw him to the door and then went back to the kitchen. My sister sat in her corner and Joe sat next to Biddy, and I sat next to Joe in the corner opposite my sister. The longer I looked into the fire, the less I wanted to look at Joe. The longer the silence lasted, the more unable I felt to speak. At length, I got out. Joe, have you told Biddy?
No, Pip, returned Joe, still looking at the fire. I left it to you, Pip.
I would rather you told her, Joe.
Pip's a gentleman of fortune, then, said Joe, and God bless him in it.
Biddy dropped her work and looked at me. Joe held his knees and looked at me. I looked at both of them. After a pause, they congratulated me, but there was a certain touch of sadness in their congratulations that annoyed me, for my heart was bursting with joy, and my mind was full of Estella.